From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition, the CSJP team continues its move into new communities. The Citizen Security and Justice Program was recently expanded to 50 communities across the island, up from 39. This expansion was made possible thanks to an injection of funds from the government of the United Kingdom. The CSJP team is on the ground sensitizing residents in these new communities about the program. They're talking to youth and church groups, giving them information about what the program is all about. After this is done, the team stages a grand concert and information village. These Peacemobile concerts formally introduce new communities to the CSJP team. Recently, the Peacemobile made its way to Tredegar Park in St. Catherine for the benefit of the Greendale cluster of communities. This cluster includes 7 small volatile communities in the area: Tredegar Park, Gravel Heights, Greendale proper, New Nursery, Shelter Rock and Jones Avenue, Thompson Penn, and Lauriston. With several of these communities at war with each other in the past, it's of note that the Peacemobile rollout was a huge success.
They all know each other. A lot of them know each other because they attend the same schools, the same thing in the past. They play in the different community leagues. So yes, and it was a success. It was a huge turnout. And we had no incidents at all.
Community Action Officer for the Greendale Cluster, Sharon Bowie. She tells us about some of the work that went into making the event a success.
Well, the preparation was over a period of time. We meet with the different community groups to plan the event. And we have all meetings where all communities, we meet at the Greendale Community Center, and that is where we have our planning. We solicit the input from our volunteers, because all the persons who assist with the program and the day from the different communities are volunteers. They are not paid for the job they do. We gave them on the day one big party. All the other events are community artists. The community provide their own entertainment, and then they help tell us which artists they want, and we try to get that artist for them. Most of the performers are from the community, and so we plan with them. We have an audition and we select the items that will go forward.
Hundreds of persons turned out to the event, which included an information village with details on CSJP initiatives as well as key services by agencies such as the Registrar General's Department. Gladys McKenzie is the president of the Gravel Heights Citizens Association.
The crowd was great and it was appreciated by the Greendale community on a whole.
Though the program has just been formally introduced to the communities, the CSJP team is already hard at work. Several persons signed up for CSJP initiatives on the day, and many, like the Gravel Heights Citizens Association president, are already benefiting. Mrs. McKenzie is enrolled in a 4-month social work program at the University of the West Indies, gaining skills she intends to use to benefit her community.
Now I'll be able to use some of these knowledge and skills gathered to mobilize my area better.
And over in Tredegar Park, several youngsters will start skills training courses with the Heart Trust.
I think they are helping to build the community in a very, very positive and, as I said, the adjective to find to tell you how we are pleased with what they are doing.
Public Relations Officer for the Tredegar Park Citizens Association, Valerie Williams. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.